Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 27th of February. I'm your host, Paul White. Couple things to tell you about. First of all, tomorrow is Long Form Friday. We will be presenting to you the 13th, 14th, and 15th episodes of our Finished Work Eschatology vlog series. We are airing for you the audio from that video series. Those were 20 minutes apiece. We do three of them each Friday, so we cover about an hour of material. That series is available on our YouTube page. You want to watch the entire thing, go to YouTube and search PWM. Subscribe and then check out our pages. There are our files. We have one on Finished Work Eschatology, and you can watch all of them. We'll provide that for you on Long Form Friday. And then on Saturday, the final day of the month, it is leap year, so we have 29 days in February this year. We will be doing the essay edition for the month. That is when I stop and write. I write down some thoughts, 1,500, 2,000 words, something like that, and then I read it to you. That audio version is our podcast for the final day of each month, and the print of that is available at paulwhiteministries.com. Then on Sunday, March the 1st, we will air for you the sermon that we preached this past Sunday from our Flowery Branch February meeting. It was titled The Responsibility of the Kingdom, or Kingdom Responsibility, I think is technically the title. And we walk through what the kingdom of God looks like and how it was viewed in Jesus' day, how it was viewed in the book of Acts, and what that means for us. We're on a little mini series here, I think, in our monthly meetings of dealing with sermons on the kingdom. We don't have a backlog anymore, although tonight and tomorrow night I'm in Warren, Ohio, so that gives me a couple of sermons, and those will come out in the second and third weekends of March. And that leads me right up to a meeting I want to tell you about, March the 15th. We're coming back to the Augusta, Georgia area. We will be at Life Ministries. They meet at the Savannah Rapids Pavilion, 3300 Evans to Locke Road in Martinez, Georgia. That's Life Ministries in Martinez, Georgia. Donnie Rogers is the pastor. We start Sunday morning, March 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That address, time, and all that good stuff is at my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. We also have an event page on our Facebook page. Check it out if you're in the Augusta, Georgia area. Come see us. We'd love to be in service with you on the 15th of March. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. If the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. Paul's not identifying a new ministry. He simply changed the name of the original topic. Remember, this started by telling you he's a sufficient minister of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, because the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Letter what? Letter written and engraved on stones. He calls it the ministry of death. Now, in verse 9, he calls it the ministry of condemnation. It's the same thing. He's not talking about different ministries, but he does believe that that which is written and engraved on stones ministers death to you and ministers condemnation to you. Contrast that with, that's the dark side. The light side is the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness. These are one in the same. So whereas the law that's written and engraved on stone ministers death to the hearer and condemnation to the hearer, the ministry of the Holy Spirit is also known as the ministry of righteousness. If the law ministers or administers death and condemnation, or I guess you could say condemnation that leads to death, then the Holy Spirit is ministering righteousness. The contrast is that one is the law and the other one is not. One is the law of Moses and the other is not the law of Moses. The other is a new thing, a new covenant. It's God doing a new thing in the earth. And it exceeds with much more glory, verse 10, for even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect because of the glory that excels. I think what Paul means is, even what was glorious, which was the law that made Moses' face light up, but compared to the glory of the Holy Spirit, there was no glory there at all. So you could say, and I think say with authority, that what looks glorious in the Old Testament, when stacked up against the New Testament, is not only less glorious, but not glorious at all. Because it was passing away, because it was temporary, because it was a snapshot, not the entire thing. Jesus, to me, Jesus does not come to give you an alternative view of God. Jesus comes to give you the correct view of God. It's not Jesus coming to balance out God. Okay, here's God in the Old Testament, so I'm going to come and show you the other side of God. No, Jesus comes to show you what the Father really looks like, to show you what God looks like on the earth, what he looks like as a man. However glorious you think God is in the Old Covenant, he's so glorious in the person of Jesus that there's no glory left in the Old Covenant. The ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, will only condemn you because you'll fail to live up to the expectations. You can't do it. None of us can do it. The fulfilling of the law was the job of Jesus. But even that wasn't to... The fulfilling of the law in Jesus was to love people and was to show forth the love of the Father. The law was trying to get people to do that. But it was insufficient. It wasn't glorious enough. It wasn't unique enough to adapt to the hearts of the adherent. It was too rigid. So rigid it ministered death and condemnation. You couldn't live up to its standard. The Holy Spirit is water. He's fluid. He flows into the unique hearts. Every crack and crevice of the rock has an experience with the river. And that's the Holy Spirit. And he's not rigid. He flows. He's gentle. He has unforced rhythms. And that's why he has life, and that's why he has righteousness. He doesn't expect you to jump up. My favorite illustration of that mentality is how Jacob sleeps in the wilderness, puts a stone for a pillow and has a dream of a ladder going to heaven and angels going up and down the ladder. And at the top of the ladder is God. And then in John, when Jesus meets Nathanael, and Nathanael is so impressed that Jesus knew him, and they had never even met, and Jesus says, man, if this impresses you, here's what you're going to see if you follow me. You're going to see the heavens open and angels go up and down upon me. And in that scenario, it's the same ladder that Jacob had in the wilderness. But the angels going up and down, there's no God at the top of the ladder. Now there's God at the bottom of the ladder because God has come down to us. And to me, the great contrast between that which is written and engraved on stones, the Sinaitic, the ministry of death, the ministry of condemnation, and that which is written on the heart by the Spirit of the living God. Remember, that's verse 3. The difference there is that in the ministry of death, God's at the top of the ladder saying, come up here, do the best you can. In the ministry of the Spirit, God has come down the ladder and said, okay, I'll come to you. You're not able to come to me. I'll come to you. I will live this out in front of you. I will walk this out. I will be to you a people. Spectacular. That's spectacular. Verse 11. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. And I want to say the therefore, which is verse 12. So let's just finish 11 today. Then tomorrow's long form, Saturday's essay. So we'll get back to this on Sunday. If what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. Why? Because if there's glory, but the thing is leaving, then if you had something that didn't leave, that was also glorious, it by default would be more glorious. So the ministry of the Spirit is going nowhere. This is another way that we know that Paul's theology had no room for the new covenant to ever end. He had room for the Sinaitic to end because it's a glory that fades. But he saw the Holy Spirit as never fading. Therefore, under the new covenant, no fade. All right, good stuff next couple days. See you then. God bless.